plating.
It's Breakfast Food with Natalie Guest.
Kia ora, Nat.
Kia ora.
How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks.
That's good to hear. What are we talking about on Breakfast Food this morning?
Well, we're kind of carrying on from condiments last week.
Yeah, the condiment chat got quite wild last week, got to say. We had mayonnaise texts coming in for like the next day as well. People being like, I found this mayonnaise when I was in the supermarket yesterday.
People feel strongly about that stuff, eh?
They have opinions on mayo.
So we're going to talk about pickles and preserves.
Yeah,
this
nice.
This morning, yeah. I have just super... I think my earliest memory is eating... Piccalilli that my grandma had made
with yum.
Cheese on white bread
yum.
Sandwich, yeah.
Oh, lush.
And that's like all I would eat as a child, and I have just loved all pickles and chutneys and preserves pretty much since then.
I think if you're a kid, you either love or you hate pickles because they are sort of like quite an intense flavour. They're lots of salty, lots of vinegary. I loved them. My brother hated them. We were just like the opposite ends of the spectrum on that stuff.
Is a chutney a preserve then?
Yeah, a chutney is a, I guess it's derived from an Indian word. I was just reading it in Digby Law's pickles, It's, I think, relishes, chutneys and preserves.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a great book. It's been around, I think, since maybe the 70s.
Nice.
Yeah, but really, really good and lots of great recipes in there. But I think a chutney is usually like cooked slightly more and contains fruit and vegetables.
Okay, yeah. So that's the distinction there.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong.
Text us 5395, you know what to do.
Yeah. I do have a recipe for, I've got a few recipes today, actually.
Cool.
And they're all quite different. Speaking of chutney, so one that I've just made recently is a tamarillo chutney.
Ooh,
it's seasonal.
Oh,
love
very
a seasonal
good.
Recipe.
Love
a seasonal.
I have to say, I think tamarillos are one of my favourite fruits.
Really?
Yeah, I love them. I am always very happy when it's tamarillo season.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. I know Jemima from the news team. She's the head.
She's
head
the director of the news team.
She eats lots of tamarillos every day. I see her out there with her tamarillos.
Yeah, they're quite an acquired taste, I think. They're kind of savoury, sweet, sour. Yeah, quite an interesting fruit. And, well, this recipe has... got a pen.
Get your pens out, everyone.
2 kilos of tamarillos.
Ooh, wow.
I've made it a half recipe and it makes about 6 jars, so feel free to cut it down.
Okay.
That's quite expensive. Tamarillos are always a bit pricey, got to say.
So is the 2 kgs... makes the 6 jars or half of it makes 6 jars?
Half of it makes 6 jars.
Oh, so yeah. The full one makes 12 jars.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
But it's awesome because then you have it for the whole year pretty much.
And what a great thing to gift to people as well.
Totally.
All right.
Cool. So 2 kilos of tamarillos, 6 white onions, 3 green apples.
Ooh.
And I half the amount of sugar in this. So half a cup of white sugar and 500 grams of brown sugar. I already think it's quite sweet, so...
Maybe not that much needed.
Yeah, yeah. Not that much needed. 1 cup of sultanas.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Controversial. Yeah. I've got to say, I'm not a sultana fan.
I love sultanas.
I'll bring you a jar next week.
Okay.
I think it'll change your mind, especially if
you love tamarillos. I'm very happy to be convinced on this. Especially if it involves me getting a jar of your homemade tamarillo chutney. I'll pretend to hate anything if I get a free feed out of it.
Yeah, awesome. 3 cups of malt vinegar, but you could use any vinegar, really. I think I used, when I made it, like a blend of white vinegar and cider vinegar.
Yeah, whatever you've got in your cupboard. Yeah.
Go rogue on it. 1 teaspoon of allspice, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, and 2 tablespoons of mustard seeds. And basically you just cook that down until it's like really thick.
Yum.
And the apples are all broken down and the sultanas are pretty unrecognisable. which you'll love.
I'll love it. How long does that take usually?
I reckon it probably takes over an hour to cook it down. But super easy. You can kind of just neglect it on the stove and just keep it low, make sure it doesn't stick to the bottom. It's got a lot of sugar in it. And then you just put it into sterilised jars.
Now,
which I want to talk about.
I was going to say, can we talk about sterilizing jars? Because I find this the most stressful part of doing any kind of preserving. I'm like, I'm going to get mold in here. I'm going to give all my flatmates germs. It's not going to be a good time. How do you sterilize a jar properly?
Okay, so there's two ways that I do it. So it's either in the oven. So just on an oven tray, put all of your jars. They should be washed anyway and clean. And then just put them in the oven on 120 for about 20 minutes.
Okay.
20 to 30 minutes. So when you put the chutney into the jar, the jar needs to be hot and the chutney needs to be hot as well, because no bacteria is going to be like hanging around in molten chutney lava.
So would you go in with the tongs onto the jar?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Put it in.
The clean tea towel. Oh, yeah. And you can get like a little funnel for putting your chutneys in. I make a huge mess and just ladle it in.
That's
and then wipe
how
it up
I
later.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I always boil the lids as well. And the lids need to be lined or coated with some plastic. It can't just be like a metal lid, because that will react with the vinegar in the
Get a rusty lid.
Yeah, which is pretty dangerous.
That.
Yeah.
Right, I've been doing that with me onions. No wonder it's gone a bit.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
It's kind of wrong.
I gotta say, the first time I ever tried to preserve anything, I put the lids in the oven and then had like melted plastic.
Lids.
And
oh no.
Yeah, I got a lot of shit from my flatmates for that, which was fair enough because it was pretty stupid.
The other way that you can preserve jars, and this is really good for the next two recipes that I have.
Awesome.
And that is boiling like a large jar in a stock pot full of water for about 10 minutes.
Yeah. Cool.
And you can just add the lids in there and do that at the same time, which is pretty good. But making
Done
sure that all your jars are warm and all your preserves are warm as well.
Mm-hmm.
And when you seal it, everything should be kind of piping hot, and then that creates a vacuum as it cools and...
Nice.
You're sweet.
Great
you're good
tips.
For like
Perfect.
Ages.
Cool.
Yeah, cool. So the next pickle that I make is also super seasonal at the moment. It's pink pickled onions.
Oh, delicious.
Which are the best ever.
Yeah, they are.
So passionate about these pickles. I've had great times skill sharing and swapping with friends. I've been taught to make sourdough in
awesome.
Exchange for this pickle recipe.
Aha,
you guys get
this
it
is your trading. This is your absolute draw card. So you're giving us your trade secret here, basically.
I know.
Nat.
I'm coming in hot.
Everybody better share their sourdough starters with Nat after this,
please. Okay. So yeah, pink pickles are like sliced red onions, and you kind of brine them in a vinegar and lime juice.
Yum.
Ooh.
Brine, which
I've
is great. Yeah, it's really easy. Mm. So you want to make pretty much one massive jar, probably a litre jar. You need about 5 to 6 red onions. You want to thinly slice them into like half moons.
Mm. Beautiful.
And use a mandolin if you can. It's way faster. And there'll be less tears. And then what you want to do is put your onions into a colander and pour boiling water over them.
Okay.
And let them sit. That kind of like takes a little bit of the bite out of the onions.
Nice.
And then in a pot, you want to put 1 cup of cider vinegar, 1/2 cup of lime juice, 1/4 cup of sugar, white sugar or raw sugar, doesn't matter, and some spices. So I like fennel, cumin and mustard seeds.
Yum.
About a teaspoon of each of those for a big jar is good. And 1 whole chili that's sliced down the middle. And you just bring that to a boil. And then you stuff your warm onions into the big sterilized jar and then pour the brine over the top.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
And then you just seal it. You keep this one in the fridge. You can keep it on the shelf for a while, but the pickles kind of, they don't stay really bright pink.
And that's the fun part of this, is they go beautifully pink and they look fantastic.
Yeah, so good. And these are awesome on like fish tacos, on avocado toast, in a sandwich, in a toasty.
Yum.
By themselves, on a cheese board.
Oh,
so versatile.
Versatile pickle, we love it.
And last one is a really quick one. It's preserved lemons or limes. These are really easy. You can pretty much Google a recipe. They're all pretty much the same. But again, another really good one for this time of year where lemons and limes are in season. Sterilize a big jar again. Maybe get, 8 lemons.
Nice.
Make sure the skin's really clean. You've given them a wash. Cut them down the centre. How do you describe this?
From the tip to the tail?
Yeah, from the tip to the tail, but you don't want to cut through it. But you can, it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Keep the skin on and keep all the flesh, I guess, intact.
Wait, so is it like a whole lemon with a slice in it?
I guess make a cross slice. You could pull it apart into wedges.
Yeah.
Cool. Into quarters. But you could half them or cut them into wedges. It doesn't really matter. You just want to pack the lemons with salt. So get some, any kind of salt will pretty much do. Ideally not iodized.
Right.
Salt. Rock salt is good. Don't use fancy flaky salt. You're not a millionaire.
Hot tip. If you are a millionaire,
Don't do it either.
It's a waste. Spread your wealth around.
And just pack lots of salt. You want maybe like 2 tablespoons of salt per lemon. And then shove them into the jar and like pack them really hard so that all the juice kind of rises above the lemons. If there's not enough juice to cover it, just squeeze a few lemons, juice them, put it in, seal it again. Important one, tasty, not to be using a metal lid with. Made that mistake. And those will just keep for
these are some fantastic
ages.
Recipes
yeah.
here,
definitely
Nat.
Definitely going to make these.
We have got a question here from Kath, who said, kia ora, how high do you fill the jars? Does it matter how much air is left at the top?
I think it does. You want, I was just reading in that Digby Law book as well, that you can kind of overfill.
Right.
Just like right to the top and then put the lid on. I just leave maybe 5 mil at the top, and I just invert the jars as well when they've cooled slightly.
Mm-hmm.
I think that helps to like seal them. But
cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Someone else texted in and they said, I made burgers using your burger sauce last week and it changed my world.
Oh my God.
Thanks. Thanks for that one, Paul. Thank you very much, Nat.
Pleasure.
Feeling very ready to have another attempt at pickles, I think.
Do it.
After living down the shame of burning those lids that one time.
Oh, God.
Thank you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
The B stands for breakfast.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.